The world continues to respond to Haiti.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Morning Open. I'm Steve Chiotakis. A couple thousand U.S. Marines are expected to arrive in Port-au-Prince today. They're going to get and help relief organizations get supplies to survivors of last week's earthquake. Up to now, distributing supplies has been quite the challenge. Ann Campbell is a professor of management sciences at the University of Iowa.
In Haiti, we have an airport that's essentially non-functioning. They're having a lack of gas, so if you even get things there, getting it from point to point without gas is impossible. You have the port not functioning, and they really have had sort of a worst-case scenario in terms of being able to get things there.
Yeah, the United Nations World Food Program says deliveries need to reach about 2 million people a day. We also got word this morning European Union officials are pledging more than $575 million to help the needy there and to help rebuild the country. Here in the United States, markets are closed in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Day. Markets overseas, though, are trading, and we're going to get some analysis this morning about what's going on in Europe and Asia with David Buick. He's a partner with BGC Partners in London, joining us live this morning. Hi, David.
Good morning, Steve.
So I see in the Financial Times this morning that Kraft is on the verge of upping that bid for Cadbury. Now, you have Hershey possibly putting something on the table as well. How do you see this drama playing out?
Well, we'll either hear tonight or tomorrow morning at the very latest an improved bid, we think, from Irene Rosenfeld of Kraft, where they'll probably up the ante by about 10%. This will probably trigger certainly some thought from Hershey, but whether they can actually afford to mount a bid to match that, at least, if not improve on it, without damaging their credit rating with their bankers, is in doubt. At the end of the day, we believe, after a huge titanic struggle, that Kraft will win the day at around a 15% increase in the current price level.
All right, we're going to keep an eye on that. We're also keeping an eye on earnings this week. What kind of impact do you think these companies, we're talking banks and a lot of big corporations coming out this week with their earnings, have on European and Asian markets?
Well, fantastic earnings from JP Morgan with a 400% increase in profits, but it was the outlook that upset everybody because of the possibility of write-downs and credit card defaults and things like that. And we've got Citigroup tomorrow, followed by Bank of America and Morgan Stanley on Wednesday and Goldman Sachs on Thursday. These are absolutely key. Goldman's will be exceptional, but it's the write-downs and the outlook for the future that we're worried about, though we will see, I think, very good results from IBM and also from Google.
David Buick joining us from London. David, thanks.
Pleasure.
All right, let's do the numbers. European markets are higher right now, more than 0.5%. Asian stocks closed mixed today. Wall Street last week, markets lost a little ground. The S&P and NASDAQ were off an average of 1%. The Dow was mostly flat in trading last week. Well, also last week, Verizon lowered the price of some of its plans. Its biggest competitor, AT&T, jumped in with cuts of its own. Just another price war? Nuh-uh. Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports it's more than that.
Cell phone customers cheered over the weekend at news that some carriers were lowering the price of their monthly voice plans. Telecom analyst Jeff Kagan expects those prices to keep falling.
Over the next few months and over the next few years, I think prices are going to continue to get lower, but it's going to be bundled with voice and data services.
Starting today, Verizon will require customers who buy a multimedia phone to buy an unlimited data plan along with it. Analyst Mark Donovan says that so-called all-you-can-eat data plans encourage customers to try out the fancier features on their phone.
To pull the browser up on their phone, to download an app, and not be afraid that there are going to be unexpected charges that show up on the bill.
Donovan says that unlimited data plans are intended to bring in more customers and keep them on their phones longer. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, working to strengthen America by empowering more young people to achieve educational success beyond high school.
Without a backyard, what happens to the deceased pets of apartment dwellers? In New York City, oh, there's a market for it, as Stephen Thrasher from the Village Voice newspaper reports.
Losing a pet is never easy, but it's especially tricky when you live in a New York City apartment. What do you do when your pet dies? Try calling 311, New York's information line, and you'll get this advice.
basically you can dispose of the animal in a plastic bag, and on the your garbage collection day you can place it out and you can have the bag stating dead dog.
Still, no surprise, most pet owners won't dispose of their dog or their cat with the trash. And more Americans are choosing to not have their veterinarian anonymously dispose of the remains. About 10,000 pets are cremated and returned to their owners each year at the Pet Cremation Agency on Long Island. Owner James Arakria says pet cremation is not just for urbanites without yards anymore.
Years ago, it used to be, hey, Junior, dig a hole in the backyard and bury the pet. You know, it doesn't happen that way now. Pets have become so much more part of families. The death aspect has become an industry.
So successful an industry that his crematory is increasingly acting as a contractor for human funeral homes that now host services for pets.
Funeral homes are trying to see if they can find a foothold inside the pet cremation business.
Walk into a pet funeral home and you'll find a suspiciously tiny altar and little urns adorned with halo-wearing puppies and kittens. But for funeral homes, pet cremation is a loss leader. They only get a couple hundred dollars per pet in most cases. They realize if they do a good job for you when Fido dies, you might just throw your business their way when a loved one passes away. Another option for city dwellers is an actual pet cemetery, like the one in Hartsdale that has been around for over a century. A professional pet burial will cost you at least $1,500, but according to overseer Ed Martin, many pet owners are more than willing to pay for peace of mind.
They want a place that is permanent and forever, and that's why they come here.
Pointing to a headstone, Martin says all kinds of people bury their pets, some of whom likely have a backyard.
Love M. M is for Mariah Carey. This is her plot here, and Clarence was her pet cat.
It might seem like a lot to put up a granite headstone for your pet when much cheaper options are available, but look just up the hill, and you'll see a 10-foot-tall, 50-ton mausoleum constructed for a half-dozen pets from just one family. In New York, I'm Stephen Thrasher for Marketplace.
Hey, want to bark out a comment? We have a perfect venue, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Thanks for being here. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.